and hits on and goes deep into topics that you just won't find on corporate consolidated media. We've heard a number of really important issues discussed today on the KBOO Evening News. And by the way, it's put together by volunteers, people from the community who come in, normal and abnormal people from all walks of life, talking about issues that really matter directly to them. These aren't professional journalists trying to be objective. These are people who want to get into the issues because they really feel it's important. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. We're heading back to the news in just a minute, but here are some headlines that were first or only reported on the KBOO News. Koch Brothers Industries show up in a small logging town on Olympic Peninsula. No one but KBOO News noticed. The shutdown of PacifiCorp's Link River Dam. So all sorts of environmental issues. There's a history of good reporting here. Alec exposes the author of the Monsanto Protection Act in Oregon. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. If you care about the protection of the environment and the voices of oppressed people being on the air, now back to the news.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our great production team for tonight's newscast is Kanan Schlesinger, Chris Andre, and Tony Longshanks Letigra. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is Wesley Sayway. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Tony Longshanks Letigra.
And I'm Kanan Schlesinger. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! At 8 on Wednesday Talk Radio, host Paul Rowland speaks with scholar and activist Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz about her new book, All the Real Indians Died Off, and 20 Other Myths About Native Americans. At 9 on Political Perspectives, host Michelle Schroeder Fletcher speaks with journalist David Daly about his new book, The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, it's The Food Show with Chris Siegel. Good night, Tony.
Bye, Kanan.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
In May of this year, Hood River County voters passed a ballot initiative banning large-scale commercial water bottling facilities in their county, which seemed to unequivocally bring an end to the Nestle Corporation's plans for a massive plant in Cascade Locks. So why is the state of Oregon still going through the process of considering a water transfer that was a crucial part of the proposed Nestle operation? And why is a Native American woman, resident of Cascade Locks, holding a five-day fast at the state capitol in Salem to try to bring attention to this bizarre situation? Oxbow Springs is currently permitted to the state of Oregon to supply water for a salmon and steelhead hatchery run by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, ODFW. In 2010, at the request of Nestle Waters North America and the city of Cascade Locks, then-Governor Ted Kulongoski directed ODFW to initiate an exchange of water that would trade 0.5 cubic feet per second of the pristine spring water for well water from Cascade Lock's municipal system. This would have then freed Cascade Lock to provide the spring water to Nestle at its normal commercial water rate of around 0.2 cents per gallon. But the Hood River County ballot measure would make that illegal. Apparently, the state doesn't think so, because it is still considering that original water exchange, which would make the Nestle plant possible. And if that isn't confusing enough, the whole deal is predicated on Nestle itself building the infrastructure for it. But why would Nestle do that if they can't build the bottling plant itself? These are questions that activists opposed to the Nestle plant will be asking tomorrow at a press conference and rally at the state capitol from 10 to noon. Earlier today, I spoke with Anna Mae Leonard, the Clackamas Chinook and Kalapuya woman holding the five-day fast.
I'm going without food and water for 5 days, trying to get the attention of legislature. The state legislature meet today through Friday to urge the governor to honor the voters who voted to protect the water in Hood River County. The ballot measure to protect the water, ballot measure 1455, passed a landslide victory, and she's not going to intervene with the proposal with Oregon Water Resource Department and Fish and Wildlife in the city. They're going forward with Nestle. She has not given a directive to the Oregon Water Resource Department to, you know, reject the application. You know, we're pretty used to, as Native people, we're used to our treaties not being honored by the state agencies and corporations. But we were pretty surprised when they went forward, and with her blessing, with the Nestle proposal after the vote in Hood River County. That's something that is really troubling, to blatantly disregard the voters is really something.
So the Department of Fish and Wildlife is actually moving ahead with this transfer of public water. Where is that at right now?
Well, what they're doing, since the transfer of water rights, the governor told them they, you know, could not move forward with that. So they went back to the water exchange application process, and she's allowing them to pick up where they left off. And what that means is there will be no public or tribal review or comment period. So that's where they're at. Now, rumor has it, and this hasn't been confirmed, when I call the offices, they don't return my call. Oregon Water Resource returned it, but she had the information wrong as to what I was asking very directly. Are you accepting this application? Are you rejecting it, or are you accepting it? Now, rumor has it that it's 6 weeks out, that the decision will be made in 6 weeks. So I haven't had that confirmed. But at this point,
so that will be
neither
perhaps
the governor nor the agencies are backing off. They're not backing down,
okay,
from the Nestle proposal. The Fish and Wildlife, Oregon Water Resource, and the city of Cascade Locks and the port, none of them are backing out of this proposal with Nestle. So we're here. I'm fasting here to suffer, to symbolize the suffering that all of life will go through. You know, if this happens, our future generations, not only the life that lives on the river and our native people that depend on the fish for our livelihoods, for our spiritual cultural practices, but all of life is going to suffer, future generations. And it's hard to believe that the governor is just going to blatantly disregard the voters, blatantly disregard the treaty of 1855 with the four Columbia River tribes, which guarantees, that brings me to the letter from the Yakimas. The tribal chairman, Joe Day Gowdy, wrote, and this is a really good point. I'll just read this part of the letter. The Yakima Nation reserves, and I will add the four tribes because the treaty is the same with all four tribes, the Warm Springs, the Umatilla, and the Nez Perce. So, reserves the right to continue fishing at all usual and accustomed places which necessarily includes the right to have fish present in the rivers to harvest. We not only reserve the right to fish at usual and accustomed places, but there needs to be fish in those usual and accustomed places in order to fish there, in order to harvest fish. Fish cannot survive in the Columbia River and its tributaries without sufficient water quality, quantity, and temperature. And all the tribes have written, Warm Springs wrote the letters, 2015, saying pretty much the same thing. A letter from Nez Perce tribe says, and this letter is written to the mayor of Cascade Locks, and it says, please understand that the Nez Perce tribe expects the city council to consult the tribe on any proposal that may impact the Nez Perce treaty rights and interests. They're referring to Herman Creek.
Hey, so just getting back to this, the expected 6 weeks decision, that would potentially put it past the election. Do you think that might be intentional?
Oh, I'm sure it is. It feels like it is. And also, the county has said that they will not try to stop the city from moving forward with the Nestle proposal. It was in the paper, but then it's also something I heard from a council person themselves, that the county is not going to try to fight Nestle or the city. They're going to just allow them. They say they don't have the money to fight it. That was in the paper. So it's up to the governor then to shut it down. She has to do the right thing.
So you're going to be there for 5 days until Friday, but I understand tomorrow there's something going on, a public rally.
Tomorrow from 10 to noon, there's a press conference and a rally right here at the state capitol. The legislature will be meeting. Their biggest meetings will be tomorrow, and I will move upstairs, so I'll be at the door of Senate chambers as they walk through. I have a petition for the state legislatures to sign stating that it says, I will uphold the state of Oregon's obligations to the treaty rights of the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs, Nez Perce Tribe, Confederated Tribes of Umatilla, and Confederated Tribes of the Yakima Nation. So this is what I'll be asking them to sign as they go into the Senate chambers to have their meetings.
I know there's this huge conflict uprising is happening in North Dakota right now over the whole issue of consultation. Now, these letters have been written by these tribes, by the nations, Warm Springs, Yakima, Nez Perce. Have you heard of any actual consultation being initiated by the governor on this issue?
No, as of yet, I have not heard. You know, from day one, they've never had appropriate consultation with the tribes.
You didn't hear me say that?
And we are KBOO. We were listening to News in Depth, some amazing reportage from the Hood River County area in the Gorge, where this situation with Nestle has been developing for years now and continues to develop. And I don't believe I've read that or heard it or seen it on any other media outlet. This is grassroots on-the-ground reporting that KBOO is famous for. I'm Conch. I'm here with Emery.
Hey, Conch, it's great to be here with you, and I'm so glad to be raising funds right now during the KBOO membership drive. We have been listening to this amazing hour of news, and we want you right now to go to your computer, go to your phone, go to the phone computer in your hand, and go to kboo.fm and consider a monthly donation to become a member of KBOO, or give us a call at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266, and strengthen this great community radio station.
Yes, as we said earlier, 90% or more of our programming is local. We've got queer programming coming up, an hour's worth of public affairs programming that goes out to the queer community and allies. And we want to make sure that everybody has a chance in this couple of minutes right now to support the wide range of cultural and arts and news and music programming that KBOO brings you. We know that you have said over and over again you want eclectic programming in your community radio. We have listened. That is what we deliver. And the way that you can give back is through a $5 or a $10 or a $20 a month pledge of support. You know, every month it is so easy to do. You know, I got rid of my, Emery, I got rid of my cable. My household got rid of our cable. It was something like it was over $100 a month. And I mean, it was ridiculous. It just wasn't doing us any good. It was taking up our time. It was wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to KBOO, the amount I give per month, it's not nearly as much, and it's much more worthwhile. So if you feel the same way, a great way to start is by going to KBOO.fm or calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
That's right. We don't fill up our the airways with ads because our news isn't being purchased and bought by small groups or corporations. Our news is funded by you, by this grassroots community network that's out there. So 877-500-5266. Thanks for joining us for Democracy Now! And the KBOO Evening News. Now on to Cutie Pock Talk.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional American food, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe, serving turkey entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of